Wow. Someone's gotten a little excited from yesterday. Me too. It's nothing. Guess he just took it out of me. As for what's actually going on, nothing worth mentioning, really. Just got a little cough. I promise, it's not some secret tragic backstory where I end up in the hospital and we have a dramatic love story under the stars until I die in your arms. Conveying with my last fateful words, I love you. You can't blame me. You're just too easy to tease. And besides, if you care about me enough that if I wrote a tragedy or experienced one in real life, that you'd feel something, that's already special enough for me. But really, it's nothing to worry about. If you must know, it's a side effect of something I've been trying. See, a lot of curse techniques require breathing, so I've used something of a bypass, a get around, if you will, to the usual way of doing things. It's helpful and terrifying at the same time, but that's just a regular Tuesday for me. Don't be surprised when I make the impossible possible. You've inspired me more than anyone really ever has. And you underestimate a pervert's desire to have his love. Think I won't make true on that promise? The challenge is still thrown. The figurative glove has already dropped to the ground, falling from your declared purpose. It sounded better in my head, but even then, what's the worst that could happen? Me overdoing it and what? Damaging my lungs? People smoke every day. That's damaging your lungs. But cursed energy? It's a whole different ballgame. I'm nothing if not confident. And why shouldn't I be? Have I done anything to damage that image of the man who has everything figured out? Because trust me, I do. Almost everything. I'll admit it, that almost pisses me off. Oh, it pisses me off real good. Because that almost is the whole reason we're having this conversation and not, well, I'll let your imagination get to the bottom of that one. But even more than that, I want you to be honest with me. You have the look of someone who's really thinking too deeply about this. I know it may seem like I'm ever so slightly fragile right now, but I'm not. Reverse curse technique ensures that. Believe it or not, with as much cursed energy as I have, I'm practically immortal. Well, I mean, you'd have to, what, cut me into pieces? At least two. Yeah. But even then, that's assuming you exhausted all my cursed energy first. Otherwise, I'm afraid nothing and no one is going to take me away. I keep thinking about this thought. Place I've been wanting to take you. It's stupid, but see, my clan, it's complicated. The Jujutsu world is filled with things that they really piss me off. For lack of better terms, bureaucracy, but also the little hoops we have to jump through. And I say we, but really it's everybody else. Most of mine are self-made, just like me. Listen, this place, it's forbidden to take someone like you. But, well, the details are, anyone from outside of the clan is unable to get there. Why, unless you become a part of the clan, then... No. Shotgun marriages. As much as I care for you, I never like to rush something like that. If anything, it can always be delayed a little bit until, you know, things work out and we get married on our terms. Do you think we'd have a family or not? I don't know. Some part of me thinks right now it might not be so bad. If I could choose anything, it'd be whatever one you like. That's right. The wishy-washy type of dad. That's the kind I'd be. At least in the, you know, traditional sense. I just never thought about it. It was always about power. Always about, you know, surviving. Family and things like that. I don't know. Do you think about it a lot? Oh, really? I can't tell if that makes us have more in common or less. You know, these little moments, they actually remind me why I fell for you. I know it's only been days, but it doesn't really take away from the fact that I really enjoy you. When you get passionate and talk about something, it lights up my world. And not to get too philosophical, but there aren't that many things that affect me as deeply as normal people might. That's not for lack of trying, but if it seems like I'm a daredevil, it's largely me chasing after things that aren't for me. They're made for everyone else, but not me. It's how I've always seen it. It's the best and worst part about being me. I have a place and not at all. I'm a mess, but only just. I can never completely melt down. My emotions are always kept to a certain extent under control. Yep, just like that. Sorry. I don't want to bring down the mood, but in a way, you're my escape. A way to feel a little bit more like I'm real, you know? Sometimes I wonder if I am, or if I'm more like a machine than a man. I lost a lot of the sense of myself when they put me through hell and back training. I was the one with lots of potential, but You know how potential is, right? They say most of it never comes to fruition, but I wasn't like that, as you can so plainly see. I just wanted to ask. Never mind. Curious, aren't we? You want to know what I'm going to ask, don't you? Well, you might just have to wait. I'm feeling particularly feisty, so maybe if you make it worth my while, I will. Now you're just being catty with it. Nope. Still not telling. Maybe if you beg enough, I will, but no promises.